was actually a hobby. I was a home theater enthusiast, and it just sort of spiraled out of control. And now we're in Best Buy and Walmart and sometimes Costco if they're in a good mood. So, yeah.
Only when they're in a good mood. But you got tons of people, especially here in the Midwest. I know a lot of folks that, you know, they're getting fed up. They got cable problems, or if they got sometimes they got the dishes and the weather gets a little iffy out there, they can't get their favorite products in. Tell us what's so unique about your antennas here, Richard.
Well, there's been a lot of advance in the science of antenna design. Now, think about your cell phone. You know, there's five antennas that have been crammed into that. There's probably eight antennas in your car. And so there's been a lot of research and development on how to make antennas smaller, more reliable, and more powerful without being necessarily, you know, these giant arrays that you might have had on your grandparents' house. So our antennas are, you know, about a tenth of the size they would have been in your grandparents' day. They're also more powerful, and they're as reliable today as pay television is now. So, I mean, that's what people find very surprising, is that antennas really aren't your grandparents' technology.
Right, and you're going to get the local stations when you do that. So, especially right now, kickoff of the football season, well, all the major football games are on all the major networks. You got your, your CBSs and your Foxes and your NBCs, and this antenna is going to pick up those games, so you don't need to have cable if you want to watch your Chicago Bears here in Chicago, for instance.
Well, a lot of people are surprised. We did a channel scan, outside of Chicago, and we got a little over 70 channels, and people are surprised that there's that many available over the air. But with the new digital broadcast system that we have in the United States, they can fit more channels in the same spectrum, in the same TV channel space. And so people are surprised of all the new programming that's available in addition to the sports, and that the picture quality is actually better than that of satellite or cable. And that's again, shocking to a lot of people.
Well, I got to tell you, Richard, we had a couple of our listeners who have picked up your product either through the Radio Shoppy Show here, or they went over to Best Buy and got them. And they too, are chiming in, singing your praises, saying, man, we should have cut the cable a long time ago had we known that this is available. And a lot of people just don't know. They think, what kind of stations am I going to get? But you get a lot of stations. As you said, the scan was over 70 stations here in Chicago. So we're talking stations like the PBS and some of the public stations that are here that have some darn good programming. Now, you guys are out spreading the word. You just got off the road with the TV Liberation Tour. I know you guys were down in Arkansas and in Georgia and North Carolina and South Carolina, all the way up to Baltimore, Maryland. Tell us a little bit about this 2016 TV Liberation bus tour that you guys did out there. And will we be seeing any more of that bus tour in upcoming years?
Yeah, we partnered with the National Association of Broadcasters. And one of the challenges is 80% of the population isn't aware that you don't have to pay for digital TV. People think it's they shut off the television signals a few years ago. And so what we've been trying to do is what better way to build awareness than to create some frenzy. So we went to half a dozen cities on this leg of the tour, gave away, just under 4,000 antennas, created a riot in Macon, Georgia, and got some good coverage. And what we were able to do is, there's no catch here. We're just trying to get the message out is, digital TV is better than pay TV. In many cases, there's no catch, there's no charge, and the picture quality is actually better than what you would have had a few years ago. And so this is what we're hoping to do is put some money back into people's pockets as they realize not just the people who got the free antennas, but through the awareness. We're hoping each person who gets an antenna is likely to put about $1,000 a year back in their pocket.
Hey, who doesn't want to put that money back in their pocket, right? Cut the cords, put the money in your pocket, go to Antennas Direct where you can get these fabulous antennas. Now, let's talk a little bit about the technology here. I am not a techno geek here. I am very simplistic, and I always have problems even setting up my own remote control, much less anything else. But I got to tell you, this is extremely simple. It's plug and play, baby. You're plugging this into the television set. You're plugging it into the outlet, and then you're sticking your fabulous Sure Grip antennas right into the window, basically, if you got the indoor version. But tell us about the technology that goes into this and how easy it is for anybody with a television set to be able to get HG TV with your antennas, Richard.
Well, Chicago is particularly easy as a television market. Almost all the transmitters are on top of, I guess I have to call it the Willis Tower.
Yeah, now. If you want to be PC, you can, but we still call it the Sears Tower, so go for it.
So good, okay. So you got most of the stations on the Sears Tower, except for, I think WBBM is off the John Hancock Tower. And so you really, you don't have the station's transmitters spread around. There's not a lot of mountains in the way either. So really, if you can get, if, as long as you've got a window or a wall that's, you know, maybe on the side that's facing downtown Chicago, it's really hard to screw this up. And most of the stations are broadcasting with them close to 1 million watts of power. And as long as you can, you know, you have a TV that's been made in the last 6 or 7 years, you hook the antenna up, and then you got to remember to do a channel scan once you get the TV hooked up. And then that's it. And you should find, I would expect people should find about 70 to 75 channels, depending on where in the area they live. And it's as simple as that. And the technology is, you know, we've tuned these antennas specifically to the frequencies in which the Chicago TV stations are broadcasting. So we're not picking up air traffic control or cop radio or anything like that. It's really focused, and they're also designed to reject interference. So they'll be very consistent, and they'll be very reliable. And they're designed, you know, for your Aunt Mabel, you know, so you don't have to be an electronics engineer to be able to get these things set up. Like you mentioned earlier, the Sure Grip, it's a silicone silicate that you can throw it across the room and let it stick to a wall or a window, and Bob's your uncle, you're up and running.
It's pretty darn slick. If you're just joining us, folks, we're talking to Richard Schneider. He's the owner and president of Antennas Direct, just coming off the road from doing the Liberation Tour, where they got 4,000 of these antennas into the hands of very happy people who we now can affectionately call cord cutters. You got a couple different versions of these. You have some anywhere from like a 30-mile all the way up to a 50-mile range. Tell us a little bit about the different models that you have, if you will, and why one model over the other. I guess it all depends upon where you're located. Is that it?
Yeah, so the Eclipse with the Sure Grip we've been discussing, you know, is going to be good out, you know, maybe not quite as far as Naperville or Joliet, but about 30 miles from the Sears Tower. And then we have models actually that go up to about 75 miles if you're in more rural community. It's really, they all work essentially on the same principle, and the difference is their ability to collect signal at a greater distance from the transmitting tower.
I got to tell you, we had a caller that called in just a couple days ago, and they had one of these big RVs with a big flat screen in there. They said, hey, will it work in our RV? As long as we have this antenna and as long as we have this type of TV, can we take this thing on the road with us? What's your answer to that?
Yeah, as long as they remember, if they're getting the rural ones, as long as they remember to take it down before they go under any low bridges, it'll work great. We have a lot of people that take the Eclipses, and they'll just slap them to their windshield, and that's fine. And if they're camping in a more rural area, a lot of them have masts that just crank up and pop them up, and you know, once they get plugged in, and again, they can get a lot of channels, and it's a lot easier than trying to aim a satellite dish.
You bet. And this new Clearstream Eclipse features that Sure Grip that Richard's been talking about, meaning that you can reposition this however you want. If you wanted to pull it off the window and put it to any smooth, flat surface, you don't have to worry about brackets. You don't have to have any kind of adhesives. You don't have to start drilling holes in your wall. None of that kind of stuff. It's super, super simple to use, and people are absolutely raving about your product. You guys have done a tremendous job. How can people order these? I know that you guys are in some of the Best Buys down here, but where else can they buy them? And if they want to buy online, and that seems to be a very popular way of doing that. How can they go about doing that, Richard?
Yeah, our website is antennasdirect.com, and we'll ship right out of our warehouse in St. Louis, so you should have it in 48 hours. We ship same day. But if you don't want to order online, we're in Fry's, we're in Lowe's, Best Buy, and I don't think we're in Costco this week, but
so, on a good week you are, huh? There you go.
Yeah, it depends on if the buyer's in a good mood. We get back in.
There you go. I know the Best Buys down here have them, folks. Ask for them by name, antennas direct, and make sure that you get the one that you want for your home. Heck, buy a couple of them while you're at it. You got several TVs in your home. Why not get a couple of them here right away?
Yeah, give them as Christmas gifts.
Give them as Christmas gifts, and give them to Bear fans. I got to tell you, I'm originally from Wisconsin, so I'm a Packer fan, okay? So give them to Bear fans before their team is 0-6. Let's do that. While they're still watching the Bears games yet, let's get them some of those HDTV antennas from Antennas Direct. You can go to antennasdirect.com or look for your local retailer. They got a great website. It tells you all about their products and a little bit of their history. And Richard, we just really appreciate you guys being part of Fox Sports' big radio shopping show, and we look forward to spreading the word throughout the Midwest here for your terrific products.
Well, this really cheers me up. I appreciate the kind words. You know, the Cardinals are 16 games behind the Cubs, so, you know, this is a little bit of a consolation.
And we won't even go with the St. Louis Rams. We won't even bring you down. You'll have to break out your tissues, and we don't want happening here today. But
right?
Very
That's
good. Right. Richard Snyder, thank you so much for being part of the program. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners before we let you get back on the road again?
No. I just want to tell people, you know, over the years, think of it as the new basic cable, and tell your friends there's no catch.
Time to cut the cord, my friends. Cut the cord and get yourself the Clearstream Eclipse, the HD antennas from our good friends at America Antennas Direct. And you can go to antennasdirect.com or visit your Best Buy or Walmart store right here in the Chicagoland area. Thanks so much, Richard. We appreciate it.
I see. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a quick time out. We will be back. We got more of your big radio shoppy show here on AM 1280 WBIG.
Wake up. It's time. Time for White Castle for breakfast. With over 80 Chicagoland locations at White Castle, start your day off with a sausage, egg, and cheese slider, a sausage patty topped with freshly cracked Lucy's scrambled egg, and a slice of American cheese served on a freshly steamed signature bun. Or try the bacon, egg, and cheese slider. Don't hit the snooze button on this craving. Made with scrambled eggs with American cheese and crisp hickory smoked bacon on a steamed signature bun. What are you still doing lying in bed? Head over to White Castle for breakfast. For a location near you, go to whitecastle.com.
Tasting Divine in Wheaton offers the best possible wines in an atmosphere conducive to reaching an audience who appreciates a wide variety of wines, including traditional